how do I view the opportunity that I have at outside linebacker? I think any opportunity is a good opportunity that one should take advantage of. And, you know, I don't really know much more to say about that.
Well, so, do you think you can be the starter there?
Come on. Is that even a question? I mean, yes. Obviously, I think I can be more than just – I mean, starter is just – it's just a label. It's about being more than a starter. For me, my goal is to be an elite dominant replacement pass rusher in the scheme. And so it's a matter of allowing the pass rusher inside of me to re-emerge. You know, I had to kill him off there for a couple of years because what I did then was such a conflict with being a rusher. So now it's a matter of, you know, basically breaking those habits that I developed for 4 years of playing off the ball in the 43 defense and resurrecting, like Lazarus from the dead, the pass rusher that is, you know, I came out of college as a pass rusher. So it's, that's really where my focus is at. All that other stuff, I really, you know, I don't care. Because it's all going to work out. And the reality is this team needs me to be an elite, dominant, relentless pass rusher. And that's the track I'm on, and I'm getting closer every day. And here we go.
Did it take a while to strip that away?
Are you kidding me?
Or even was it an overnight thing, obviously?
Overnight, I wished. I mean, I'm the most impatient guy. Ask anybody who knows me. I'm one of the most impatient dudes in America, second to Clay Matthews. But I was, like, hoping that rusher, I was pushing him to come back. But the problem is you can't control it. You know, it's something that you just have to work at it, chip away at it. And, you know, it was just like when I came out of college and transitioned from a rusher into that off-the-ball backer. You know, Coach Bates, the former defensive coordinator here, always tell me, chop it. It's like chopping a big tree. Just keep chopping, keep chopping. That's the same thing I'm doing. And so as I go along, things come back. I start to remember, oh, I need to develop this part of me further because I'm engaging more with the tackle, or I need to stay away from, you know, it's a whole different world playing on the edge than it is playing off the ball. And so it's a matter of just tinkering and just remembering and then adjusting to what is necessary in order to be successful.
So at what point did you reach that point where you felt totally comfortable being back in
there? Well, probably just recently. You know, I mean, all last year was like that. If you think of evolution, you know, between like a dinosaur and a bird, it's like that year where it's like half dinosaur but yet still has feathers, you know. And that's how I felt last year. It's like I'm sort of in the middle here. And so this year is finally feel like, you know, I'm fully committed to the position, you know. And so every day, I mean, it just feels so much better right now, but every day is a step forward. And like I said, I'm on track to being an elite dominant relentless pass rusher, and that's where we're going.
Clay is Go. On the opposite end. I mean, he's that kind of encourage you about the scheme in that position.
The best thing about Clay is he's obviously football wise he's beyond his years. I mean, this guy, he's like a full blown veteran. You know, he came in with a lot of skill set. He came in with a lot of experience with rushing the passer, and to have a guy like that, although he's what, 5 years younger than me in terms of the league, I'm learning a ton from him. You know, he gives me little golden nuggets here and there, and it really helps out. You know, and so to have a guy like him makes everybody around him better because he gives us some good pointers of, well, hey, this is what works well for me, try it out. And, you know, lo and behold, a lot of this stuff works. And so having him there really makes a difference for everybody.
Brady, how important is it that, whether it's you or if it were to be someone else, that someone emerges as a very productive pass rusher from that side? We saw in the playoff game against Arizona, I mean, they basically double-teamed Clay almost the whole game. I mean, if you can get somebody who can, like you, who can be really productive from that side, how much more dangerous would that make this defense?
Well, if you look historically, I mean, that's a lot of what they experience. And the team that does it right now really well is the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Lamar Woodley and James Harrison. And they're able to really cause a lot of teams issues because you can't – and our scheme's set up in a way also where it's very difficult to, you know, always slide your line to their best rusher or whatever because we're coming from all different angles and cornerbacks are rushing and D-linemen are dropping. And so it's just the scheme itself presents the offense certain challenges that makes it difficult for them to focus in on one dude. But then to even have another element to where now you got two guys that are causing havoc, it really puts the offense in a bind. And it really just makes this defense go the way that it's meant to go. And it's been proven historically and currently with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I'm sure there's other teams, but I can't really think of them right now.
When you look back to what you did at BYU, are there some similarities? And is this where you think you are best in that type of role
yeah.
as opposed to what you did in the fourth?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was in this situation, I'm a guy that's an aggressive, just always going kind of guy. And this scheme allows me to be that way. Whereas when you're in a 43, you know, not every 4-3 defense, but the one that we implemented here in Green Bay, required that I bridled my passions, so to speak. And so I really had to keep things in control, in check. I really couldn't, you know, let myself go all the time unless I was blitzing. And so this caters to my personality a lot more.
We're only here for one OTA a week.
Uh-huh.
So the day we were here, you know, 2 Wednesdays ago, Brad got all the reps with the ones, and you got all the reps with the ones, and he got the reps with the twos. Today it looked like it was more him with the ones. Are you guys alternating by day, or, I mean, what's kind of the break?
Well, it's just basically, you know, I think the coaches, the whatever side of the bed they wake up on, are feeling like it's warm or cold. They're like, nah, we're going to go this direction, so. Like I said, that's not important at this point. What's important, especially from my personal standpoint, is where I'm going as a rusher, and that's where my focus is.